WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is November Yankee 4 Golf. That's NY4G. My name is Ariel. My location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call NY4G. Roll call. I'd like to check in folks on Echolink. Any Echolink stations out there wanting to check in? Please call NY4G. Are also stations that are checked in through the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society pre-net check-in utility in the BRS website, and these folks will be acknowledged now. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Whiskey 4 Charlie Foxtrot Mike, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest. And November 4 India Echo India, that's Isla in Traveler's Rest. Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, that's Mel in Prosperity. Kilo India 4 Juliet Lima Golf, that's Robert in River Falls. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, that's Don in Piedmont. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, that's Linda in Piedmont. November 4 Juliet Romeo Bravo, that's James in Greer. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike, that's Kurt in Greenville. Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango, that's Matthew in Piedmont. Pickens County in Table Rock. And November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey, that's Tony in Asheville, North Carolina. Kilo Quebec 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo, that's Kim in Asheville. Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, that's Bill and Anderson. November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, that's Jerry in Anderson. And Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, that's Leroy in Taylors. And finally on this list is Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November. That's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in, and if you check in, please give your call, your name, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and your family are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mary L., thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening, and happy New Year to you and your family, and good evening and happy New Year to all on the net. No traffic, no contact.
December Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. That's James in that mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. And following him is Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, James and Sid, and happy New Year to you as well. Anybody else? India through Lima, please call NY4G.
Y4G. Wonderful to hear you call the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
NY4G acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. That's Larry. And Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo. Donna's in and out, but I've got you down for comments later. I'll give you a call back, Larry. Anybody else, India through Lima, please call NY4G. To the Mike through Papa group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
4G? Ariel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
November Yankee 4 Golf acknowledging a bunch of regulars, and nice to hear their voices again. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena, and Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mike, and their daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Thanks for checking in, folks. Anybody else from the Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G. To the Quebec through Tango, Quebec through NY4G.
NY4G. And please check in, N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Elvira and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4G. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima. Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Those two. Anyway, this is November Yankee for Golf Net Control acknowledging Tom, N0TR. He's in Greer, and Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, that's Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else from the Quebec through Tango group, please call NY4G. Uniform through Zulu group, uniform through Zulu, please call NY4G.
4G. And the net, please check in. And 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland at home tonight. No traffic, no table.
NY4G. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim, Ember.
G. And KA3, WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard and Piedmont. They'll be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is Net Control NY4G. Acknowledging the next few stations to check in. That's November 4 Z Lima Kilo. That's Shane in Cleveland. Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Inman. And Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, that's Howard in Piedmont. And Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Anyone else from the uniform through Zulu group, please call NY4G. A little bit weak. I could barely make it out. If you try again, maybe I can fill in the what I'm missing. Last check-in, please call NY4G.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Jim and Maria.
4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, Jim and Bree. I got you checked in. I think I got all of it right. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else, uniform through Zulu, please call NY4G. For the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4G. Yeah, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4, CHY, Jesus Benefit, no traffic, no comment.
Ben and Greer, AA4BL, Alpha Alpha 4, Bravo Lima, nothing for the net this evening.
NY4G acknowledging the next few stations, and that's our net controller coordinator, that's Dave. Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, Dave is in Greer, and Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, that's Dave in Easley. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, that's Steve in Seneca, and Ben, Alpha Alpha 4, Bravo Lima, that's Ben in Greer. Thanks for checking in. We're still in the Alpha through Delta on the alphabet. Anyone else on Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
NY4G acknowledging Gary, KI4DOS, and K3JOY, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, that's Joy. They're both calling from Easley. Thanks for checking in, Gary and Joy. Anyone else from the Alpha through Delta group, please call NY4G. Echo through Hotel group, Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4G. 3L, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Happy New Year, and we will be negative negative. Thanks.
K4HNR, that's Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick calling from Penrose. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Nice to hear you, Harry. And Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. That's Connor in Greenville, South Carolina. Anyone else? Echo through Hotel. Please call NY4G. Group Alpha through Zulu. Have I missed anyone? Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
Hey. Ariel, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be in and out tonight.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4, YKT, Mark and Inman, IB, negative and negative.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's Duncan in Nashville. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, that's Andrew in Inman. And Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, that's Mark in Inman. Anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
NY4G, aerial check-in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papago Bank Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on that. No traffic, no rag queue. And I am checking in. I am checking in EchoLink.
NY4G acknowledging Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, that's Steve in Greenwood checking in via EchoLink. Let me pause now for any other EchoLink stations there. Let's give it a little bit of a pause for to let them check in. EchoLink stations, please call NY4G. NY4G now securing a formal portion of the net with our thanks for the check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag tube portion. And on the rag tube stump, I have one on the list is Larry, KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ, NY4G.
4G, KK4JBQ here. Well, Ariel, I thought I would ask you some questions, if you don't mind. Questions regarding what I think. Viewing your QRZ page, I think you are, a mountain goat for one thing. So soda is a big thing for you. And a big thing in my life is because of, I don't do soda, but I do have difficulty coming up with a good antenna. And I think if I'm not mistaken, you may have some good advice for me. The antenna you show on your QRZ page is a rather long antenna, it wouldn't be appropriate here. So, do you have an antenna that you use at your QTH? And if so, could you describe that for me?
NY4G. Hi, Larry. Good questions. Let's see. For portable use, I use an NFED half wave that's cut for 40 meters. And it's because it's an NFED half wave, it's good on 40, 15, and 40. 20 and 15 and 10 meters, so it's good on four bands. And if you prune it right, it should work on all four bands. I have in the past put in links that you can remove to make it resonant on 30. It shortens the wire when you unlink the when you take the link off, and I've added links for 17 as well in the past. But that I do for QRP and portable is an NFED half wave, and it's 66 feet long, and typically I just have a 6 meter mast or a tree that supports it, so it's not terribly big. It's only 66 feet. Something in the order of 60 feet. And because it's an inverted V, it doesn't take up that much real estate. The one I have at home is also an NFED half wave. It's cut for 80 meters, and it's 135 feet long. Also in an inverted V, and my apex on the inverted V is at about 40 feet high. And it takes up a little bit more space, twice as much space as the 40-meter NFED half wave. Because they've built up my development, my antenna farm is gone. I used to have a lot of antennas. I used to have like six antennas on my property. But now it's all just boiled down to one. Back to you, Larry, KK4JBQ, NY4G.
That's interesting. And so 135 feet inverted L is what is on the QRZ page. The inverted V and inverted L, I know their radiation is at a different takeoff angle, perhaps. Between those two, since, you know, if I were to follow your convention, I'm only going to put this up once and hope that it stays for the rest of my days. So which would you choose, the inverted V or the inverted L? And maybe why? KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ and Y4G. Well, my inverted V is more intended for, it's not a DXing antenna, it's more just for local communication. It's an NVIS antenna on 80 meters, and it's still reasonably NVIS even on 40 because it's not that high. The inverted L is, it's like pseudo-vertical, it's more of a DXing antenna. And that was done on 80 meters. That was my inverted L for 80 meters. That's so it's got vertical and horizontal polarization, and because it's a quarter wave inverted L, most of the radiation pattern comes from the base all the way up to where it goes horizontal. My inverted V, that's the half wave, it's not a quarter wave, so they're sort of different animals. My inverted L had a ground plane. I don't have that antenna anymore. Like I said, my QRZ page is no longer up to date in terms of my antennas. I only have one antenna right now. So your antenna of choice depends on what you want to do. If you want a DX, then you choose a different antenna. Preferably for low bands, you'd have some sort of a gain antenna like a tri-band or Yagi or something. On low bands, you'd have a quarter wave vertical or something that has a low angle radiation. So it all depends on what you want to accomplish with your antenna. Back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ and Y4G.
4G, KK4JBQ. Well, thank you. I do think I have a pretty good picture of things. I still don't have an answer, however, because I didn't complicate my situation at all, wide open there, because I didn't want to put an unrealistic scenario in on your lap, but now I will. I live in an HOA, which probably says it all for some people who are familiar with that consequence. And there are no support structures. When you move into a new HOA, and that's what I did 23 years ago, there were no tall trees. And they've replaced the tall trees here. In the past 3 years, they have gone and cut down the trees that have any height and put in little saplings. It makes the place look newer. You know, no mature trees means, you know, I think it's just what they wanted to project. I was sorry to see those trees leave, and otherwise, antennas are discouraged in most HOAs, I would say. And so here there are people, I call them HOA cops. They patrol the neighborhood. They do so because, you know, in a voluntary way, they want to maintain a certain aesthetic here. And so they report, and there are severe consequences having to do with your residence for violating what at the time I entered was called a covenant. You know, that's a biblical word when you think about it. But the agreements that you make and the covenant that you must keep with with the HOA is that, for one thing, no outdoor antennas. And, oh, I've played around with antennas in the attic, which is not very good because the attic's full of mechanical things for heating and cooling. Lots of metal there. So, not very good for that. I have a little 6-foot vertical that's really good for 2 meters. And that's why most of my activity for the last 14 years, that's about the length of my license, has been on 2 meters. But I really have kind of an itch, you know, scratched it every once in a while, but kind of an itch to get on the other bands that my license allows me to do that, you know. So I was thinking there are 6-foot privacy fences. Now, I know what I'm talking about, putting an antenna only 6 feet off the ground, is an NVIS radiation pattern. But my thirst to contact others is, you know, it doesn't cross the oceans, so to speak. I'd be tickled to death to talk with people in, you know, adjoining states, if that be possible. So managing something, maybe a dipole at 6 feet, what does that sound like to you?
Dipole at 6 feet, unless it's for 2 meters, is not going to be, it's too low to the ground to be any kind of effective antenna. Antenna has to be suited for, depending on what band it is, the rough rule of thumb is to get good takeoff angle, you need to be halfway off the ground. So if you have on 20 meters, it has to be 10 meters off the ground for a horizontal dipole. The only way to get low angle radiation is to have verticals, but then verticals that are cut for low bands, like 40 and 80, will tend to be very tall. My 80-meter in half-wave is supported by, even though I have trees, because I live in an HOA, I need to be able to take it down rather quickly if I needed to. And so far, the cops have not gone after my my antenna that's supported by a mast. It's one of those, who makes those, one of those masts that go up to 40 feet. But it can be taken down in a couple of minutes, even less than that. So it's sort of like an instant up antenna. If I want to, one of your solutions is if you want to be on the air and you have one of these quick masts, then you can just hoist it up, be on the air, and then when you're done, take it down again. KK4JBQ NY4G.
KK4JBQ. As KI4DOS says, let the man on the mountain have his say. So that's all good advice. Thank you. And I think perhaps the temporary antenna, I've considered that. And I think that might be possible. Since perhaps darkness would be a friend also, because I don't think the cops patrol with the flashlight looking for antennas. Well, before I let you go, there's one other burning question I have for someone as accomplished on CW as you are. How did you learn? What was your approach, your practice routine, or was it easy for you, difficult? Did you learn that in military service or on your own or in a class or, you know, all those questions? KK4JBQ.
QNY4G. No, I didn't learn it from the military. I was 50 years old when I started amateur radio, and that was, I think, 2010, which is now 23 years. I got started just trying to teach CW to a bunch of Boy Scouts on Caesar's Head. And I was trying to learn CW too, and so I tried to get them excited about learning Morse code. And my Morse code then was really terrible. I was probably doing 10 words a minute, maybe 12. The secret to CW is just doing it all the time. The more you do it, the better you get. I'm a musician, so maybe the cadence of the tones probably is more second nature to me than other people. But I did learn it really quickly, and it's just being able to do it all the time, that's all. If you find yourself a partner that's willing to QSO with you on a regular basis, even starting 10 words a minute, learning it, anything slower than 10 words a minute is kind of difficult because you need to be able to learn it so quick. Have QSOs that will tend to be faster than slower. Anyway, back to you, KK4JBQ, NY4G.
I learned him all he needed to know there, Larry.
Okay. NY4G, KK4JBQ. Well, I learned something there I didn't even ask for. I knew that you were an accomplished woodworker, Ariel. The reason being, I was manning the club table at one of our ham fests a few years back, maybe 8 or 10 years back. And we had a contest on building a go box, and your go box won the contest. It was a very fine piece of woodworking. But I didn't know you were a musician. Now, you can't just leave it there. So what's your instrument, and how did do you play for your own enjoyment, or do you play with a group of people, or what's that?
Well, I played trombone in high school, and that sort of carried over into my other instruments. I also play guitar and bass. I sort of half led a church, one of those groups that lead people singing hymns I did that for about 10 years up in upstate New York, and I do play for my Sunday school every once in a while, on and off over these last 10 years. Mostly I do just play by myself. The style that I like to play is finger style, which is more like an instrumental, but I do all kinds of guitar work, rhythm. I also play electric bass. Yeah, my sons are also musicians, so their music runs in the family, so to speak. Back to you, KK4JBQ, NY4G.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so open and willing to talk about various things. I've been curious for quite some time. Having read your book, and there's lots of information on your QRZ page, too, but I just knew you had some answers to questions I've had for quite a while. And now we've shared all that with everybody who's listening. I will say thank you again for calling the net tonight, bringing us all together here. And with that, I'll let you go. You have yourself a good evening and a good new year, okay? NY4G, this is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
NY4G, and also to you, a happy new year to you and your wife, may this be a prosperous new year for you as well. Anyway, let me bring back to see if there's any stragglers for check-ins. Anyone wanting to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net, please call NY4G.
G. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but you can. Did you find out anything about W4KA, David?
Still acknowledging KI4LZI, Kilo India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. That's Andy in Table Rock. And to answer your question, I've been so busy work on around the house and on the barn that I have not been able to check up on W4KA. Sorry to say that, but I think I'll try better to follow up on W4KA before my next turn on the net, and so I can report on it just in case you call. Anybody else wanting to check in from Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society to meet internet, please call NY4G. Contact.
Ariel, I don't know what the question was about David. If it was David Stansel, he became a silent key perhaps a couple of years ago. Don't know if Andy was aware of that, and that's what he's asking about. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, NY4G. Andy, if you're still around, that may be the answer to your question. The reason we have not heard from W4KA, as Larry had mentioned, is because he became a silent key, and it's as far as a few years back.
Well, see, I'm over here. No, I wasn't aware of that. I'd ask all kinds of people. Nobody knew, but that would be the reason. I asked all kinds of people that knew him about him, and no one knew. I'm glad to hear about it, Larry, because I didn't know. That's the one that slipped by me. Go ahead, back in that control, KI4LZI Mobile.
Well, NY4G. Now securing the net. And let's see if I did I miss any other check-ins. This is NY4G now securing Blue Ridge 2 Internet. With our thanks for the check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73s. Good night.